It's Saturday, 15th of November, 11:30 a.m. Long lie in bed. My goodness me. Oh, we went to bed last night at approximately 10:30, 10:40. Finally got out of bed this morning at 10:30 a.m. To be honest, I could have lay on, but my back was getting a bit sore. I'm just wondering how much energy you use up during the night. Tossing and turning. But I definitely had a good sleep. Not unbroken as usual, of course, but still. Of course, now I'll be lethargic all day. But we definitely needed that, both of us. I saw this morning, standing here, not quite a shiny shilling. There's a heavy hard down. Visibility is probably about 100, 150 yards. Something like that. And I thought it would lift. In actual fact, if I look upwards, it does look as if it shouldn't be there. Obviously, it's still hanging around in the low ground, but it's quite cold this morning because of that. And we're almost at midday, so half the day is gone for those that are out, or have been out. The sun is desperately trying hard to penetrate through. But at 11:30 a.m. this morning, the sun is already way over the sky. And at its highest point, if I go back to the back doorstep and elevate myself 2 steps up and look due south, then the sun is, how can I describe this? It's to the west of south. Mine's not clever enough this morning to work out the south-southwest or the southwest-south. And probably just approaching its highest point, and at this point it's very low. Does that give an explanation? Oh my. Still, we're getting there, we're getting. I don't think it'll penetrate through that today because it's very, very weak. The sun, that is. And the har is very, very strong. What a lovely rubbish. So Saturday the 15th of November, halfway through November already. Dear goodness me. So, things are very stormy. I think today as a therapeutic exercise, since most of the leaves have all gone now, I'm going to bring all the pots from the front of the house round to the rear, as I normally do at this time of year. All the hostas that I've got over and the other plants that I've finished for the season, bring them round here and tidy up the front of the house. Sweep a wee bit. No plans to do anything else. We're going to have a lazy day. And so I think that'd be a good bit of therapy. It also ease my bones and muscles and sinews off. Cleanse the mind. Talking about the mind this morning, as I prepared to shower, some negative thoughts came into my head, and well, they would have been really negative normally, but this morning I seemed to deal with them more positively, and actually I said to myself from within, that's the right thing to do, deal with it positively. And it worked. It did work. It still shows there's things come into your head you can't control. And I think, I keep saying I think, but I'm convinced that there are certain times of our days, especially mornings, when we are procedural. There's a big word. Write that down. When if something at a particular point in your procedures, your routines, makes you think of something, then that will come, that will reveal itself, probably not the right wording, at the same point every day. You know, hence me, mood swings, going into the shower, things like that. You know. And I know that when I do certain other things, when I come out of the shower, when thoughts are triggered by photographs on a dressing table, that these, no matter what I try not to think about, as soon as I see these, it triggers the thoughts. So, and it's all part of that routine. And when things become, or thoughts that you don't want, are difficult to exclude from your routine because your mind is triggered by particular parts of your routine. And if that made any sense to anybody, well, good on you. But it is for me. And if you've got a routine, well, we all have, mostly, I guess. How do you escape from that? How do you escape from that at all? So instead of trying to escape from that, I'm trying to realise, or realising that I can't escape from that, so I have to train myself to be more positive with the thoughts that follow. If you follow. If you follow this. My God, sometimes I'm just too complicated. It's a lovely calm morning, as I said, and there's loads of wee birds flitting about in the trees. The Niger seed has all but gone. Those goldfinches. But hey. And the seed feeders. My suet dumplings. My suet hanging feeders are being eaten very, very slowly by the wee birds because they can land on top of them and just pick away, but I haven't seen, I'm trying to attract the woody woodpecker back and I haven't seen any evidence of them even being here whilst I wasn't watching. There's no big chunks missing, no claw marks. Ah well, give it time. Patience being a virtue. You know, that's another thing, another aspect of myself. I have great patience for certain things and I have no patience for other things. How can you be that way? Sounds like somebody's trying to break a slabby toffee. It's great how it sounds carry when fog or har is down. Actually, now as I look straight up, I can see streamers from a jet, so the sky above me is clear. And yet, the har is still around me. We'll see. Doesn't bother me today. I'm not doing anything that needs sunshine.